Welcome to Money Talks, daily bite-sized money tips brought to you by me, Paul Merriman from Ask Paul. Every day I'm going to bring you a brand new series of tips to make money easy. Hi and welcome to today's episode on debt. So, I presume if you're listening to this episode, you're carrying a bit of short-term debt. Short-term debt to me refers to the likes of car loans, personal loans, credit cards, etc. If you're in this situation, in today's episode, I'm hopefully going to simplify what you should be doing and how you should be doing it. Hopefully, you're not somebody that's overwhelmed by the amount of debt they have. If they have, there's loads of money advice services out there like MABS. Go check out MABS if you are under pressure with your debt or you think you're carrying too much debt and you want to get restructures. This episode is more for people that have a bit of debt and they want to clear it and start investing their money rather than paying interest to banks for silly things. So let's have a chat about what type of debt again you have. So probably the biggest cost when it comes to debt are credit cards. So if you have a credit card, your interest rate is going to be somewhere in between 14 and probably 23% in Ireland, which is excruciatingly high. Now, the first tip I want to give out in this episode is if you have debt on a credit card and you haven't yet switched your credit card debt to somebody else, please do it ASAP. There's two banks in particular, two cards in particular that are quite good. The On Plus card and the Ulster Bank card. You can switch, say if you have a big balance with AIB, you can switch the AIB balance to On Plus or to Ulster Bank and they will give you 0% interest. So in a case where you're probably paying 18 to 22%, you can switch to 0%. And that will mean you're going to pay no interest for up to 12 months. So that means if you have a balance with your existing provider, every time you make a payment, you're paying a bit of interest and a bit off the capital. But by switching, you're paying it all off the capital. So it's better for you. It's a very easy process. And again, please make sure the two banks at the moment are Ulster Bank and On Post. But here's a very good tip. There's a really good website out there. It's run by all the banks through the Central Bank of Ireland called switchyourbank.ie. And you can get information there and switch in any type of account from a credit card to a current account and to your mortgage if needs be. We're going to be talking about mortgages in a couple of episodes. So for this, let's stick to credit cards. The next thing you're going to probably have is probably the credit union loan, the personal loan, and the car loans. Now, a lot of people that I speak to that carry too much debt, and what I mean by too much debt is they feel that they've got too much of their monthly wages going to service debt. It's like a cycle they get into that always use debt, and that doesn't have to be that way. Again, in this episode series, why I started this is I want to train you better when it comes to your money. So in a few episodes time, we're going to be talking about investing. And this is where I show people how to become their own bank. So they don't have to go back to the bank. They go to an investment account to change their car, go on the big holiday, change the windows of the house, change the kitchen, upgrade their house or trade up their house, whatever the situation would be. That's coming in a few episodes. But today what I want you to do is write down all your debt. So think about this just imaginary for a moment. Let's say you have four loans. You have a car loan, personal loan, credit card, and maybe even an overdraft. You're going to write them down, starting with the largest figure, not the largest interest rate. Forget about that old saying. You're going to go for the largest amount of debt. So in this case, let's say the car loan is 10 grand. You're going to write down 10,000 euro and beside it your monthly repayment. Let's just say it's 400 euro. So line one will have car loan, 10,000 euro and repayment, 4,000 euro. Line two might be 5,000 euro on a personal loan. And that might be costing you 300 euro per month. And then you might have a credit union loan for 2,000 costing 200 euro per month. And then let's say an overdraft for 1,000 euro costing 100 euro per month. So you're getting here, you're getting from the largest loan down to the lowest loan. Now what I want you to do is a lot of advisors out there might say tackle the highest interest first. But let's say the highest interest is a 10 grand car loan. It's going to take a long time to clear that loan. And it can be psychologically really hard to do. It can really feel like a long struggle before you clear that debt. So what I always recommend my clients to do is clear the lowest one first. So in this case, the overdraft was only 1,000 euro. So we're going to clear that ASAP. Any money we can get, we're going to pay it off the overdraft. Now remember, you were budgeting 100 euro per month against your overdraft. When you complete your overdraft, you now have 100 euro extra per month. We're going to put that into what's called a debt ladder and we're going to climb up to that ladder and we're going to put that 100 euro extra off your credit union loan. So if your credit union loan was 200 euro per month, now you have 300 euro per month to clear that loan. And you're going to do that really quickly because you have 50% more to pay it off because you don't have your overdraft anymore. And when you finish your credit union loan, you're going to climb up the debt ladder and you're going to use that 300 euro per month that you're paying off the credit union to now pay off your personal loan that was 300 euro per month. Now you're paying 600 per month off your personal loan. So you see where I'm getting here. What you're doing is you're psychologically telling yourself that you've achieved clearing one loan and you're going to carry the repayment from that loan up onto the next loan. And if you keep doing that, you're giving yourself a pat on the back every 3 months or 8 months or a year. Every time you clear one of your loans, you've achieved something phenomenal. Now, what I also want you to do is, this is probably getting a little bit American now. You want to have a vision board here. So vision board is usually for something that you want to wish for in life. It might be the house or the car of your dreams, or the job of your dreams, or the holiday of your dreams, or what retirement's going to look like. We're going to do a reverse vision board. So we're going to put up how much debt we have. So combine the debt together that I just mentioned there, we 10, 5, 2, and 1,000 euro worth of debt. So you've got 18 grand worth of debt. We're going to put that somewhere you can see it every day. And you want to put it on the mirror in the bathroom, the back of the wardrobe, the back of the fridge, or maybe even on your office desk. Now come back to the office desk and why I should do that in a couple of moments. And what I want you to do is every time you clear a loan, get a big marker. Like, you know, remember, see those American films years ago when people had an X going counting out the days to prom or the days that they got their car or their job or whatever they're dreaming of. Well, it's going to be the exact same thing. You're going to keep marking down your debt every time you pay it off. And this will really, really help you to be encouraged. Now, imagine the office desk. People are probably saying, no way would I let anyone know how much debt they had. I'm never going to write down my debt and put it in my office on my desk for everyone to see. I want you to try and get a debt buddy. So what's a debt buddy? A debt buddy is basically someone that's in a similar situation to you with debt, and you're going to compete with each other to see who can clear the debt the quickest. And you're going to chat about it once a week or once a fortnight or once a month, whatever your situation would be. And you're going to ask each other the question, how much did you pay down this month? How much did you pay down that month? And then when somebody goes and buys something absolutely silly or ridiculous that they don't need, do the person and challenge them. And again, it's just helping you get out of debt. And in Ireland, we have a big problem with communicating about money. It's something we weren't taught in school. It's something that we're very shy to talk about. But if you can find a debt buddy and somebody that has a similar, like I said, if a similar kind of debt that you have, it'd be great. It doesn't always work out that way. They might have more or less than you. But you're going to challenge each other to be out of debt by a certain period of time. And you're going to put a plan in place. And look, when it comes to planning, we all know that if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. And it comes to the exact same when it comes to your money, and especially when it comes to personal debt. So please, take a second, write down your figure. How much do you owe? How much do you pay on a monthly basis? Now, in my example, by the way, we used 400 euro for the car, 300 for the personal loan, and then I think it was 200 and 100, I think I said, for the overdraft and the credit cards. So in that situation, it was a grand a month. I want you to think about, maybe your debt is 400 quid a month or 600 quid, whatever the figure is. I want you to think about, what would it be like not to have that leave my account every month? What could I achieve in life if I had that extra money, and break the cycle? Again, a difficult topic to discuss, but please, like I said, get the debt buddy, be open about it, and you should be fine. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and please mention this episode to your new debt buddy. Cheers and have a good day.